This exceeds, obviously, the boundaries of our comprehension.
Did you learn anything about the verdant culture?
Very little.
So nothing about male-female relationships, are there female?
Oh, yes. Yes, they have marriages. They have they are humanoid. They have sexual relations.
They're humanoid, but they look like grays.
They're humanoid, sure. They're humanoid in that they have two eyes, two ears, a nose, a mouth, two arms, two legs.
Where did they land to pick you up? Where did they land to pick you up?
They didn't. They don't land to pick people up. They beam people up.
Ooh.
And they are in a spaceship behind the moon.
And what does the spaceship look like?
It's very, very large. It's a mile and a half in diameter.
Is it a saucer?
Pardon me?
Is it a saucer?
It is lenticular in shape, yeah. That's like two convex lenses, turned facing each other. So, yeah, mm-hmm. it's kind of saucer-shaped.
All right, you have a new book. It's called...
The Challenge of Contact.
Now, that's your second book, or third?
That's the second one.
Second book.
That's based on another visit I had in January of 2000. The first one is Contact Has Begun, which is based on a contact I had in June of 1997.
Been involved in your contacts?
No.
None at all?
Doesn't
want any part of it, but now what does she think about you?
I don't think she thinks I'm unhinged, as some people do, but she...
She may be looking at book sales, too. Hi, honey, how'd you do today?
No.
And how is it going? And would you have more credibility if you were not selling a book?
Would I have more credibility?
If you were not trying to gain financially from your story?
Well, actually, I'm not gaining financially. I have not made a cent on the book.
Will you?
No.
Do you hope
not
to?
Sure. I mean, mm-hmm.
Is there a message that they want to impart to us on planet Earth?
No, there's no message.
Are they spiritual? Do they have a God?
They believe in God. They believe in the immortal soul.
Do they have a religion?
They have a religion. I am an atheist, but I can more easily accept their religion than I can any earthly religion, because to me, earthly religions are all based upon faith, and I can't make that leap of faith. But theirs is based upon fact, they said, and knowledge, and if I believe them and I trust them, and I do, and they say they have evidence of the existence of God and the immortal soul, then I can more easily embrace that fact-based religion rather than a faith-based religion.
Philip, nice to have you on the Robin and Maynard program. I hope there's something to it.
Thank you,
Philip.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. I believe,
okay.
I'm not sure, I think I have a verdant on the line now.
It looks like a purple people eater to me.
Uh-oh. Who do you have, Robin?
I think I have a verdant on the line. If you are truly a verdant, go ahead and speak at this time.
Yeah, Robin, I'd like to make a comment. You're about the rudest bitch I've ever seen on the radio, and I was extremely obnoxious. You're about the dumbest
Ouch.
And as far as anything goes, anything I've heard about you, you're just a condescending, obnoxious,
right,
and extremely rude.
Uh-huh.
So, first of all, and last of all...
Whoa. Boy. Yes. Oh, I'm under contact. I'm having contact.
Yeah.
Contact high. Thank you.
Yeah. The verdants can get rough on Earthlings.
Oh, I hope he calls back constantly. He makes me hot.
Your calls may be recorded for quality assurance, for training purposes, or to play back for our friends because we think you're about the biggest dipshit in town.
Hello, how do you do? Hi. What? Hello?
What'd you get there?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Was some sort of a space monster
something,
for crying out loud.
Did you record it?
No.
That's a crying shame.
Maybe the space monster will talk to me again.
Well, I probably. If he doesn't, I'm sure the previous caller will anyway.
I know.
He was getting awfully worked up.
Well, he certainly was very unhappy with me.
It sounds like he'll be back for more. By the way, friend, we didn't catch the name. Be sure to leave your name when you leave those phone calls, because we don't know who you are.
I know. If you don't leave your name on your emails and your phone calls, how can we possibly communicate with you and share our good, positive thoughts?
Gee, that was fun.
It's Rick Jones of Goldberg Jones in the Robin and Maynard Lounge. You know, it's fun now, but when it isn't, 1-800-DIVORCE. Just saying.
Outstanding.
You're about the rudest bitch I've ever seen on the radio. And, you're about the dumbest
c- I've ever seen.
Boy.